Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's Sultan here on Monday the 22nd of September 2014. Darren and I are sitting in the Wibbers Down Inn in Wimbledon, which is a Witherspoon's pub. And no, we're not alcoholics. We're just here to have a couple of drinks. Sounds like and I don't mean alcoholic ones at that. And we're going to meet our friend Nikki, who we're looking forward to seeing. Had a really nice weekend at the Linden Lodge School reunion. Came down Friday, as you know. Went to the Mexican for a meal Friday night with Justin, Darren and Trevor. Saturday was the school reunion. Met up with quite a few people. And then the school had... They did a barbecue, which was nice.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the weather stayed nice, so we could stay outside. And the afternoon after the school reunion, which finished about 3 o'clock, because it's usually from 11 to 3, we all came down to the Wibbers Down Inn in Wimbledon and just sat around and had drinks and had something to eat. No, we didn't. Had something to eat. And then yesterday, you really are going to think I'm an alcoholic, but I'm definitely not. We came to the Wibbers Down Inn, and met with Kelly and Steve, and Trevor and Justin, which was really nice. And unfortunately, they all had to go off in the sort of early evening. Darren and I then went to his next, who he used to live next door to, Margaret and David. So we spent a few hours with them, which was nice. David very kindly came round to the hotel and walked us round to their place, which is not far. But if you don't know your way, it's miles. So yeah, he did that, and he very kindly walked us back to our hotel. And then this afternoon, I'm going to head back home, and Darren's going to head back to Norfolk. I'm going to go back to Liverpool Street with Darren. So, and then go off to Edmonton. I'm down here. And so I will pause this boo because my friend Nikki is here now.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's lovely. If you just think where I'm going to be and then...
If one would like to move on.
Yeah, sure. Hold on a sec. Okay, Audio Boo, we are still in the Wibbers Down Inn, and no, we're not getting drunk. Well, not on tea and coffee anyway. And Nikki Box is still here, being a wire. Oops, I just said that live on audio.
What is a wire?
A wire is I haven't got a clue what it is.
A wire is either very good or very bad.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you are, you see.
We're just about to have some lunch. Darren and the box. Oh, well, they're both boxes.
If you're very good, the way is all right. If you're very bad,
the way is
a
bad.
Anyway, without the end and the
Oh!
It's not quite as wayish as that, but it's kind of on the wayer level.
So the box and the box, as in Nikki and Darren. Oh, God. Anyone's going to think I'm drunk.
They will.
I'm not. I wish I was. No, I don't actually. They're having a gourmet burger, a piggy's version of it.
Yes.
Because they're going to have two burgers. So it's a bit like Darren's double stacked cheeseburger.
Wow.
And they get it with chips and onion rings. And I'm having a jacket spud potato.
And it's a Parker with, one as well.
No, I'm not actually. I'm having a...
Thank you, wow, okay.
Two double beef gourmet burgers.
Wow, thank you very much.
Yes, please.
Me and
that's you and him.
Yeah,
yep.
Thank you.
No, I got that wrong. I'm having a tuna baguette.
Tuna baguette for yourself.
Yep, thank you.
Pop it down in front of you. I'm just going to move your coffee a second, okay?
Yeah, no problems. Oh, sorry.
Well, it says, I'll see you get your mouth on there.
Oh, wow. That is, isn't it?
Oh,
wow.
Thank you.
There you go.
My word.
Thank you very much.
For you by your right
oh,
hand.
Oh, wow. Thank you. How are we going
to... Some other food of this.
No, I don't... I don't
oh,
I know.
For you there.
It's a massive box. Oh, my word. I didn't know it was going to be as big as that. Wow.
Yes, you put the size of this.
I mean, do you want to finish?
This is live on audio, not... Poo.
When you're eating, just watch out for the skewers, because they are quite
sticky.
Yeah,
I've
love to...
I've hurt myself on these before.
I'd love to see you try and eat that, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Enjoy it there, guys.
Oh, we will. Wow. Sorry. Oh, he's gone.
What did you want?
I just wanted to order a few, I think might need a few of these, those serviettes.
I've got tissues anyway. And I got wipes.
Now, if it was me with these burgers, I'd have to have it in two separate bags.
Okay, no, you don't though, that's the whole point.
That's what I thought, yeah.
If you'd like any extra sauces, it's just here for you.
Can we have a few extra serviettes? Sorry, huh?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you very much. Just could get
okay.
Interesting.
I'm now going to pause this boo and let them eat them. For the benefit of audio, Boo, they've got a massive burger.
Massive as well.
In extra serviettes.
Well, two burgers in a. Oops.
It's about 6 inches high.
God, is it really? Wow.
You
wow.
Felt it?
Pop
yeah, I have.
There. I felt it.
I felt it.
You felt it.
Right, I'm gonna pause now so I can eat because I don't want to publish. I don't want to talk. Oh yeah. I'm getting tongue-tied. I don't want to eat whilst on a boo, so I'll just pause it. Where's the bloody button? Okay, so after a nice lunch with Nikki, Darren and myself walked back to Wimbledon Station, which was not far away. Nikki Box went off on her way. And we are now on the tube going to Liverpool Street. I'm going to go as far as Liverpool Street with Darren so he gets on to get on the train to Norwich, and I get on the train to Edmonton Green on the Overground. Just thought I'd do an atmospheric boo on the Underground.
Yeah, except that but it's set between the fucking houses.
Yeah, it looks like we might be being sent around the houses, but I'm not.
I knew we've only got
enough here. Well, we still can if you want.
As you said,
we're under
the proxy system.
This is Gloucester Road. Change here for the Circle Line via High Street Kensington.
The assistance at Wimbledon, which is unusual, was a bit hit and miss. The guy who was asked to come and help us was as helpful as a chocolate fire guard.
In other words, fucking useless.
He was useless, absolutely. I'm hoping, because I unfortunately can't work my guide dog on the London Underground because she hasn't been trained. She hasn't been trained because they weren't doing it when I trained. So it's something I need to look into. So I said I need to get to Liverpool Street the least disruptive way, and obviously taking into account my guide dog is not trained to use London Underground escalators. So so that's that, and they reckon the best way is to go to Tower Hill and then go on from Tower Hill, but I'll have to see. We're at South Kensington now. South Ken. Yes. Okay, fine.
This is South Kensington. Change here for the Piccadilly line. Alight here for the museums and Royal Albert Hall. This is a district line train to Tower Hill.
Yes, yeah, so anyway, I'm just going to pause now because I'll keep it going a bit more. What else can I talk about? is relatively busy. And a stupid assistant put us at the back of the train, which is not what they usually do, so I don't know what's going to happen there.
Well, the bloody caveman, he was running up a
Sloane Square? No. Well, oh my god. Sloane Square. Yes. So, yes. Zara's used to tubes and trains, so I'm not worried about that. It's just pain when the staff that you rely on don't seem to be very good. It's very unusual, because I've always had good support on the underground. I smell alcohol, it stinks.
Yeah, I seem to attract the planks and morons.
No, it's just unfortunate. Hopefully they can hear you because I've got no ear pods in.
Oh, I'll be heard alright.
Oh yeah, we know that. Actually, I knew a completely different way to go, and I'd never thought of it. All right, there would have been more changes, but we could have got off at Earls Court, and then we could have got off at King's Cross, and gone from King's Cross to Liverpool Street. But I didn't think of it at the time, because I thought they would know. Did they? What do you mean?
Oh, in episode of Doctor Who, they landed in Sloane Square.
Oh, yeah.
The next station
is Victoria. Change for the Victoria Line, National Rail Services, and Victoria Coach Station.
Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
Oh, my God, we are going round and round in circles. Oh, woof, woof. I'm going to see if I can pause this now. So I got back home okay. I got the 4:52 train out of Liverpool Street and got to Edmonton Green at 5:15. Dad picked me up. Came home and I've just been chilling out. I need to go and have a shower, unpack my stuff. Zara has had her food, so she's very content. She has worked very hard this weekend. Darren is on way home. I think he got the 5 o'clock train out of Liverpool Street. And he has now got a wait in Norwich, I think, before he gets to Great Yarmouth. We did get assistance eventually at Tottenham Hale. Although it took ages for someone to come. We had to get a couple of people to alert them we were there. She was very nice and very helpful. Put us on the train and we were met at Liverpool Street. A guy from underground took us up to the mainline information point and then they got someone to take Darren onto the Norwich train and someone to take me on to the Edmonton Green train. So it did work out in the end, even though it was a bit of a faff around And it was really lovely to catch up with Nikki. It was nice that we managed to see her, even though she was not able to come to the reunion on Saturday. So I am going to upload this boo, and I'll catch you later. Bye-bye. Oh, if I can. Oh, I'm putting my voice over. Oh, it gets turned down. Come on.
Calendar. Monday. Messages. Remote note. Drop eight. Audio boo. Double tap to open. Publish. Time remaining. 44 minutes. Pause recording.